be back?
Feels good. Feels really good. I mean, last year I remember being on this podium and, you know, we were talking about a playoff loss. Now I'm standing up here, Super Bowl champion. You know, the offseason's been great. But at the end of the day, I remember talking to John Elway when we were getting ready to get on the bus. And I looked at Elway and I said, man, after you won your first one, you know, did you enjoy it? And he was like, yeah, but, I was thinking about the next one. And that's how I feel right now. We're up here, we're working hard and we're thinking about the next one. I want to bring another parade to the city of Denver.
So does it feel different coming back off of a championship?
And yeah, it feels good. I mean, you still got to break down the negatives what we had, but it's a lot of positives that happened in the last season. You know, obviously we had an opportunity to finish strong, send Peyton away on a high note. Everybody in the room, a majority of guys got Super Bowl rings coming, and it feels good to come back to that. So. But obviously now we're looking forward to this season. We got a new team, but the same goal, and that's to win the championship.
What kind of first impression has Mark Sanchez made on you guys?
A great impression. I can't speak for everyone else, but I can speak for myself. I went out to California. I worked out with him. He's been texting me all the time, wanting to hang. Just going out there in California, I could tell that he wants to be a leader on this team. He wants to be the quarterback. He wants to be the guy. And I was impressed by his arm strength. I was impressed with the throws that he was making. You know, I've been hearing around the locker room that he's been spending extra time in the facility. And that's the type of guys that we need, So, you know, it's gonna be fun.
Your starting quarterback might not be in the locker room yet.
Yeah.
How was all that talk?
I mean, you really don't think about that. Right now we got Trevor Siemian and we got Mark Sanchez. That's all we can focus on. Whatever the guys upstairs do, that's what they do. But right now our focus is just on the guys in the locker room. And, you know, it's a competition. Obviously, coach has said that. Kubiak has said that. And, you know, we got two good quarterbacks. Both of them got big personalities, big arms, and I think that they can get the job done. So. That's what we're focused on.
Emmanuel, what was your reaction when the schedule came out and you saw the Panthers were first up?
I didn't really have a reaction. To me, it was we could have been playing against the Browns. I'm just excited about the season. This is my seventh year. It's a blessing to say that it's seven. I can't believe it, but it's a blessing to play in the National Football League year in and year out. I'm healthy. I've been through many seasons where I can't even think about the first game because hopefully I can make it to that game. So, you know, I'm just excited about the season in general, to be able to go out knowing that everyone's going to throw us their best punches, week in and week out because we're the defending Super Bowl champions and, just enjoying the process and the journey of trying to win another one.
When you got here, you know, your motivations were 1,000-yard season, Pro Bowl, Super Bowl. You've accomplished those. What's in your immediate view of
same thing. I want to make the Pro Bowl. I want to make the top 100. I want a 1,000-yard season. I want to win a championship. Then that's the same goals. Every season is the same thing. No, same way. You guys are going to see me out there catching footballs after practice, working the same regimen. I feel like I got the blueprint of success for my body and how I go about my work. And this has been successful, so I'm going to continuously do the same things. Well, obviously, I knew you was gonna bring it up, Mike. But hey, and you know, I mean this sincerely. The city of Denver has been really good to me. I want to be a Bronco. I want to be a Bronco for a long time. I want to retire a Bronco. Hopefully, everything works out. I'm sure that both sides will come to something. And we're gonna see how it goes. But right now, it's not about me. It's about this team. It's about winning championships, and that's what I'm focused on. Well, last year when we showed up to OTAs, we were talking about X's and O's and I didn't understand. And this year I'm in the back of the room like, man, we're really going over a slant route right now. It's, you know the playbook. You're more comfortable with the coaching staff. You're more comfortable with players in the locker room, guys acclimated. Obviously, we got new quarterbacks, but we got guys that's going to come in and they want to learn the system. But for me, I'm familiar with the terminology and, you know, I'm comfortable now. So I think that this season the offense will be a step better.
Sick of hearing how good the defense was, but it all seemed to be about the defense. So,
I mean, defense wins championships, and they showed it. You know, I was talking to Mark. I was like, listen, man, you're going to have a bad defense behind you. All you gotta do is take care of the football, man. We'll win a lot of games. And I mean that. We got 9 starters coming back on our defense. Those guys know they great. I mean, even before everyone knew they were great, you look at Tlaib. Tlaib's been walking out with his chest poked out ever since he was, before they were the number one defense. TJ, Chris, the same way. They're a confident group of guys, and I'm just happy they're on my team.
Peyton has such a big presence on this team. What happens when that's gone?
It definitely feels weird not having him around, because I've been here the past 2 years of seeing him around and having his presence in the locker room. It feels a little weird. You know, that's my brother. We definitely miss him around here. We want to talk about just a great locker room guy, a great leader of this team. He's going to forever be missing this locker room, but guys got to step up. Guys like myself, Demarius, CJ, you know, Mark, everyone's going to step up, and we're going to get the chemistry right. The good thing is Peyton gave us the blueprint of how to go about doing it, spending time off the field, getting to know guys. So we're going to continuously follow that blueprint.
That Brock Osweiler would be your quarterback this year. Is it still a surprise to you that he's not here right
now?
Well,
I didn't assume that he was going to be my quarterback. I know how the free agency process goes. I mean, once a guy hits free agency, and once a guy hits free agency, you let a guy hit free agency, you talk about millions and millions of dollars, decisions that guys got to make for the betterment of their family. And you can't take that the hard way. It's business, and business is business, and I know how it goes. So when he hit free agency, I mean, it was up in the air. It was up in the grass. And obviously, when it came down to it, he made the best decision for his family and for himself. And he said it. So I'm happy for him. I mean, man, he got a big deal. I live in Houston. I text him. I told him, hey, look, you better take me out to dinner. Matter of fact, you better buy me a car or something, man. Shoot. But, yeah, I'm happy for him, man. I'm happy for him.
A few more for Emmanuel. When do y'all had that talk about putting everything in 2015,
I don't think you would ever put 2015 just completely behind you, because every day I'm going to go home and I'm going to talk to my ring. I'm going to lay next to it, sleep next to it, eat breakfast with it. So it's never gone. That's one of those seasons when you say put something behind you. It's one of those seasons that gives you confidence, that let you allow you to poke your chest out. So I'm going to be 6 years old and be like, hey, 2015, you know. So I'm never going to put that behind me. I don't ever want to put it back. Now, it's a lot of seasons that I do want to put behind me, you know. It's like, I'm about to start crying just talk about it.
has it sunk in yet that you won the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it has. Just going out, everyone congratulating, calling me champ, it feels good. You know, and then getting back here and seeing the banner that says 2015 World Champ, and seeing it, all the Lombardi trophies everywhere, it feels really good. I think the parade made it sink in, though, seeing all those people. That was awesome.
Have you been able to track some of your teammates' travels around the world, especially guys like D-Ware? We know Vaughn.
Well, yeah, I mean, I follow Vaughn on Snapchat. He's probably in Paris right now. I don't know how Vaughn does it, man, but he's traveling and he's making the most of that MVP, and I love it, man, because I know how Vaughn is, man. He's enjoying it. I know DeMarcus is traveling. I know DeMarcus and Demarius took a vacation somewhere, so that's pretty awesome, man. And I'm happy for those guys. They can enjoy the perks of being the champs.
After the time that you guys spent, Mark was trying to teach him what goes on here,
I think Mark is one of those guys, he understands. He's a natural leader. You don't have to tell him how the organization is ran, because he's going to come in and he's going to fit right in. He's one of those guys. He's not going to make mistakes like off the field or do bad stuff. I mean, he's a leader. And so we didn't have to teach. I think it was more just gaining chemistry on the field and off the field. He ended up renting a house out there for us. We all hung out. You know, we went out, had dinner, had great conversations. And hopefully that carries over and bring a championship to Denver.
Okay, sure. Oh, thanks, man.
All right. Thank you, guys.